Hello and welcome to our next episode of the Keeper of the Dead, our Pathfinder campaign. As we last left off, searching in the vast wood for the ancient, mysterious, and powerful relic called the Void Scythe of Haromaine, our party made a few encounters with local wildlife, ranging from a passive, peaceful sloth to a massive swarm of spiders, and they narrowly escaped both terrible fates. So, as we last left off, they had just escaped from the stampede of spiders and were left standing in the open in the wilderness.
Peeing ourselves a little, I'm sure.
Yeah, just a tiny bit.
I'm brushing. I keep trying to brush my armor off and
you
my
can still
arms
feel it.
Off and my
you can
head.
Still feel it.
I just, yeah, I can still just keep trying to
all
get
those
it
legs.
Off me.
First the centipede, and then the spiders.
Right,
you can still feel
it. Oh, I know, and I'm the only one who's come in contact with all the creepy crawlies in this place, so can we get a move on and get out of this?
You're a barbarian warrior, so you're not usually afraid of little creepy crawlies, but you're starting to be.
Yeah.
It's doing things to you.
Yep.
It's getting in my head. I don't like it.
Yeah, this is why I'm allergic to all things that have more than four legs.
No kidding.
Same.
So, all
right, where do we go from here, guys? Somebody else lead. Ranger, pick a road. Pick a path.
Well, we just need to continue in the same direction, but we need to bypass that den of nasty.
You'll definitely want to do a survival check to kind of figure out the best path to go for from here.
Survival. Yeah.
16.
Okay.
26.
What?
Okay.
Regina, 20. Yeah.
The Regina, motivated by fear.
Yeah.
That direction.
My dice are oh.
No, yeah.
We knocked you on the ground and let you be crawled all over by spiders. Here you go. You can run away now.
But you didn't get your coffee this morning, so you were pretty groggy. And you were up last night because of sloths. So, sure. You were kind of asleep at the wheel, but you had spiders on you just now, so you're you're all up, and you're awake and alert, and you're I'm going to avoid that spider situation with every fiber of my being, so this is the exact best way to go, and you kind of figure out, based on the map, kind of you watch the curvature of the terrain, and you kind of figure out the best way to go for from here. So you all trudge through the woods for another couple of hours. By now it's kind of encroaching on noon, and you don't encounter any other things. Here and there you'll kind of see up in the distance, you'll see kind of a mass of spider web in the treetops, and you're nope, and then you kind of readjust your course and you stay on the outside of it. You see here and there large shapes kind of hanging in the silk of large creatures. You see what looks like it could have once been a bear. You see another something with antlers. You see heavy wads of things. You see birds entangled in the higher up parts. It looks like a mass of death. So, but you avoid it. And as you continue, you everyone roll another perception check.
Oh boy, I'm really starting to dread these.
I would also like to go ahead and call attention to the fact that our barbarian was just assaulted by some sort of feline beast.
He's still here.
Ah, she's tamed the feline beast.
I am.
Roll an animal handling check.
Yes. With 16 for perception.
A modified 20.
All right. Perception is a skill that I have. Modified 16.
Okay, you guys, you see him. As you move through the brush, you discover a set of multiple footprints. They appear to have been left behind by at least five or six men or humans, seemingly wearing armor, passing through this way.
Yay, we're back on track. Could these be our men that we're trying to find? What do you guys think?
I mean, probably. I mean, who's actually crazy enough to come through here on purpose?
Exactly.
Right.
We are, apparently.
Yeah, well, we're being paid a large sum of money to walk through here on purpose.
True.
Just makes her point even better.
And they do seem to be headed in roughly the exact same direction you are.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and follow their path. Hopefully this is not where they died. Because that would suck.
You continue following the trail of leftover footprints for some time, and they do continue in the same direction that you're headed in. And from what it looked map, it you kind of gather they you can kind of see another loop of the river where it, if you kind of trace this path backward, it looks like they kind of came out of the river probably a couple miles downstream of where you did, and that's why you didn't encounter their trail earlier than you did, but now it makes perfect sense where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You follow them for another mile, 2 miles, and you suddenly find this place where
Gesundheit.
The footprints go chaotic. Up to this point, they were moving in a kind of a straight line, kind of walking side by side in a straight line. Here, you see signs of a scuffle, of multiple footprints kind of all moving around each other. And mixed in with these footprints, you see many, many smaller ones.
Like my size footprints?
Roughly, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm.
And they're humanoid?
I'd say roll a survival check to find that out.
Jeez. 21.
They look like goblin footprints.
Oh, no.
And from where you are right now at this point in the Vastwood, you are pretty close to the foothills of the mountain where you were told you could take that route where the goblins are known to frequent. And from, it looks like the resolution of this scuffle led to some of them going off into the distance. As you kind of look around, you see blood scattered here and there. Some of it human, some of it looks like goblin blood. And upon even more investigation, you find a couple of dead human bodies that look like they've been kind of like they drag themselves away from a fight into the underbrush. But the majority of the rest of them they seem to head off in the direction of the foothills of the mountain.
Does it look like they were dragged away or led away by the smaller footprints, or that they went off on their own?
It looks like they were dragged away.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's keep moving. Gnomes and goblins don't get along very well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to...
Does anybody get along with goblins?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, other goblins. Well, I don't really know.
I don't know, like, warring goblin clans. I don't know. Like,
no. That is a known thing to happen.
Yeah.
But you do see, like, you find two dead bodies, and you get the impression that all of the rest of the people who are in this traveling party have been dragged off by the goblins. You can't tell if they were alive or not.
All right, well, is there anything on these dead bodies that is possibly of use to us?
Can roll a perception check to see if you can find anything good searching them.
I rolled a natural 20 to search the bodies.
No. We can really roll awesome when it really doesn't matter, does it?
Wine drinking, fire making, and looting dead bodies. We're good.
I mean, we're fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, you loot the dead bodies, and you can tell that the persons here who have been killed were soldiers. They were not mercenaries. They wear the garb of the official city guard. So they, like, you were told it was a mixture of mercenaries and soldiers. These are both soldiers.
Okay.
They don't appear to be ranking soldiers, just basic grunts. They don't have any weapons on them.
Okay, well, goblins probably took those.
Are there...
And it furthermore looks like they were both stabbed in the back.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Are there a lot of stones in the area?
A few. A few moderate-sized ones.
Like, enough probably... for us to, like, do, like, a little burial with stones? At least something quick?
Yeah.
Probably not, but there is the soil is very soft.
Well, so
you could dig a grave pretty quickly with ease.
Man, it's hard doing the right thing.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's all
get it done quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all work together to bury the dead.
Yep. Do we need to make a dig roll?
No, I'll say you just take your time with it. It takes you about a half hour between all of you doing it. You're able to dig a relatively shallow grave for each of them.
Once we get them in there and turn, I'll say a few words and then we'll be off.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I tell the goblins to piss off.
So you have before you two options. You have the path that you had initially set out on that heads in the direction of your destination, and the path that the goblins seem to have taken off the other members of this search party, which branches off in a different direction. It would take you probably the better part of a day's journey out of the way to follow that path.
Mm-hmm.
But the choice is up to you.
Does it look like the group of tracks that move away towards where the goblins were taking them, does it look like there's any heavy spillage of blood there? Because my thought is that if we're going to go a day out of our way, we probably want to be relatively certain that they were at least alive when
Nope. You don't see any such thing. You see some goblin blood. It looks like some of the goblins that might have been wounded, but it seems like most of the humans were taken intact. Alive.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of different ways to look at this. First is, you know, we can spend a day, and we've definitely lost our ride home.
Yeah.
But we are A, doing the right thing, and B, possibly getting more allies when we go back to, or when we go back to find the super necromancer Scythe of Doom, or whatever it's called.
Do we remember if he was asking, did he ask us to find out what we could about his men?
Mm-hmm.
That was part of what he asked of us, right?
Right.
He sort of said if you could, it would be helpful, but he also didn't really seem to press the issue. You don't get the idea that he cared that much about him.
Yeah.
Well, being a man of faith, I'm not okay with just leaving men to die.
We don't know if they were taken alive, but we have no guarantee that they are still alive.
But we could look to see.
Goblins are savage creatures. They have no moral compunctions. They will kill, and they will eat, and they will raid and pillage and do it all over again. Like, these people are probably as good as dead. And if we head to this warren, then we are probably signing up for the same fate.
Well, my vote is we go, and I'll go with the party, but that's my vote, that we go just to see if we can find these men. I take it that
Simarca, yeah,
Simarca disagrees with that, so I'm guessing that you vote the opposite direction.
Simarca hates goblins, as most gnomes do, so Simarca is voting to avoid them at all costs.
So that leaves the Freya and Nira to...
What do you think, Freya? You've been awfully quiet.
I don't know. I don't know why they would still be alive at this point. Honestly. Although I don't know why they were taken in the first place.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just kill them there? Unless they think that they can use them. Maybe they're after the same thing that we're looking for.
You could roll some kind of a knowledge check if any of you have knowledge of
goblins.
I would say...
Local history,
maybe
geography. I don't know.
It could be.
I have knowledge nature. That's the only knowledge that I have. So.
I have knowledge arcana.
Yeah, I think history is probably the either history or local is probably going to be the.
I'd say history, local, dungeoneering, or.
I have dungeoneering.
Okay. Roll for that then. Let's
see. I only got an 8 on
history. Oh god. Yeah, I got an 8.
Okay, you can think of a couple of different things. Most notably, several different breeds of goblins are particularly sadistic and like to torture victims before killing them. That'd be one possible reason they would be kept alive. Some even prefer to eat live prey.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yeah, then I guess we gotta go get them. That sounds horrible.
I know, I'm afraid that we're signing ourselves up, like Savarka said, for a similar fate, but I'm hoping that maybe we're a smaller group than was traveling, so perhaps we can travel in stealth and more quietly sneak up on our goblins.
Right, stealth, of course.
Just don't put me first with the heavy armor and the big axe and the bad dice rolls.
So is that a vote for yes then?
I think that's 3 votes for yes. Yes.
Okay.
So, Barca, let me put it to you like this. If you were taken, wouldn't you want somebody to come looking for you?
I would probably have killed myself by now.
Yeah.
Fine, we'll go. But don't say I didn't warn you. And I reserve the right to complain from now until we're out of there.
And if we get captured and eaten, I give you full right to give us a jaunty I told you so as well.
Oh, it will most certainly be jaunty.
Okay, so you collectively decide to redirect your path temporarily to the direction wherein it seems the goblins have taken their presumably alive quarry. You journey through the path. The path is even easier to follow than the sloth's path because it seems like a small horde of roving goblins is even more destructive to what's around them. You see a few branches here and there that look as if they've been broken for no reason whatsoever, just because goblins like to break things. You see just everything just has been just kind of smushed around, like rocks kicked around, portions of grass just kind of pulled up, just because goblins just like to wreck stuff. As you continue, you pass by a portion where of the forest where it kind of gets closer to that spider swarm, and you see a large spider the size of a dog that's been killed and kind of turned over, and its soft parts have been scooped out and apparently eaten.
Oh.
Yeah.
Given my recent interactions, that's even more painful for me to see.
Yeah, it's gross. You move on down the trail, and it goes steadily uphill And the further you go, the steeper the incline gets. You start to see boulders. The trees begin to thin out and kind of become more kind of, whereas before you had more deciduous trees, now you have more coniferous trees where it's some pines of various shapes and sizes. As you approach the mountain, it's getting later in the day. It's probably 6 or 7 in the evening. You now find yourselves on the slopes of kind of this, it's not a large mountain. It's one of several sort of smaller mountains that are completely enclosed by the basswood on every side. They just kind of peak in the kind of the middle area of it. You kind of ascend up this kind of steep shale slope for some distance, and it's about 8 o'clock in the evening. You can see the sun beginning to set. You hear the sound of drums.
That's never a good sign.
Want to take a look, Ranger?
Sure. Is that a perception check?
That would be to get a better look, to get a better vantage point, I would say that's a survival check.
Survival. Okay. 13.
Okay. You climb up kind of off to where the path goes. At this point, you're not so much following a trail so much as a beaten path. It looks like this particular slope has been tread upon many, many times. It's a well-worn path up the side of this steep hill. So you kind of sort of move adjacent to that path to kind of not be directly on it. You climb up this hill in the direction of where you hear the drums, and you kind of, you find a relatively good vantage point. You can see over it, and you can see off in the distance, a cave in the side of the mountain that's kind of facing the setting sun. You can see a large bonfire in it, and you can hear the sound of drums, and you can hear the sounds of cackling goblins. That's about all you can see from where you are.
Okay. So I've got to get a little closer from here.
I guess I climb down and let everyone else know what I saw. And see what you guys think.
Okay. I don't know, it's dangerous.
not happy.
Well, you're not happy about this.
Samarka might be able to get closer to see if the captains are still alive, since she's so small.
You pick on the gnome because I'm small. Fine. Do it.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying you're small. It makes it easier for you to go unnoticed.
Mm-hmm. Look at him making astute observations. Check you over this guy. All right. So, stealth is, let's see here. 3. It's not working. I've got a 7.
Okay, you approach stealthily, and as you're kind of getting closer to where the goblins are, you can sort of see some of them kind of jumping around and being idiots. You lose your footing, you slip, and you fall into a pit, not a vertical pit, but kind of a depression.
Okay.
And you find yourself tangled in a pile of bones.
I promptly hide underneath them.
Okay. Roll a stealth check, I guess. Another stealth check to hide.
Do it better this time, then.
Yeah, I'm doing it better this time. That's going to be a 12 to hide.
Okay, so as you're kind of like panicking momentarily, as you find yourself surrounded by bones, you find what looks like the rib cage of a large horse. You kind of cringe and kind of pull it over you a little bit. You can almost, you only just barely fit inside of it, but you watch as a pair of goblins kind of scatter. They scamper to the top of the pit, and they look down. They're like, they look in with big beady eyes and say, one of them says, "You see something? You see? I hear sound. I hear sound. You hear sound?" And the other one said, "No, I don't hear sound. You hear sound? Oh, I don't see anything. Oh, go in and look." And then it kind of slides down and like starts shuffling through the bones. It finds one, looks at it, chews on it a little bit, kind of looks at it and goes, "Yeah," and throws it over his head. "I forget what I come down here for." And then it goes back up.
Just keep breathing, Savarka. All right, I guess I have to go rescue Savarka now.
I'm going to try to stealthily get the hell out of here.
Okay, we're all on another stealth check.
There it is. Okay. Modified 22.
All right.
Okay. So
yeah, fear motivated you too.
Yes, adrenaline. This is what this is.
You gather from your own personal knowledge of goblins and that brief interaction that this appears to be a particularly scatterbrained lot of goblins. So you kind of decide the best course to do is just solid snake. So you take this rib cage and you kind of climb out with it over your head like a turtle, and you kind of sneak around. Some goblins look at you. You duck down. They look away. They don't notice, and you keep going, and you can find yourself a nice vantage point behind a boulder where you can see down. You see this bonfire in the middle of this cave, where goblins are just throwing things around, smashing some what look like basic personal belongings with rocks. A few of them are eating chunks of meat off of bones. You can't readily identify them, and you don't really want to. You can see this sort of, the cave is set into the side of this cliff, and above the cave you see kind of a scraggly pine that kind of hangs over the drop off the side of the cliff. And it's just a scraggly, weather-beaten pine, but it's rooted firmly into the rock. And hanging from this tree are a series of cages. You see all the cages are currently empty except for one, which contains what looks to be a half-elf woman in the same kind of armor as the soldiers who you encountered earlier. She seems to be alive. You also see what looks to be, you count eight goblins, and sort of sitting on top of a rudimentary throne made out of what looks like part of an old wagon, you see a larger goblin-like creature that appears, you would know it to be a bugbear.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and put my box back on. Go ahead and we'll sneak back over to the party.
So you duck under the rib cage and you kind of turtle your way back to where they are, and no incident.
I throw it on the ground at the priest's feet. Yeah, that's how good of a day I'm having. Let's go.
He wasn't wrong.
Nothing to report, nothing at all?
No, of course, they're goblins, they're idiots. They've got one person stuck up in a tree. All the rest of them, I think, are dead. Do we want to risk our necks for one person?
Well, yes, if that person's alive.
I was too far away, but I am assuming that it's alive. It wouldn't be in the cage if it was dead. It would be in the stupid bone pile where I had to hide from all the stupid goblins.
Did you just happen to see how many there were?
There was at least a gaggle. Oh, yeah, right. And there was a bugbear there, too. So have fun with that.
Well, I think that a bugbear is the perfect target for magic missiles, don't you think?
Probably.
And think how good you'll feel ridding the world of evil and saving a person.
I'll be much happier if I just have some goblin blood on my hands. It'll be great.
Well, I'm sure you'll be happy to.
That's right. I'm going to straight up murder some goblins. Because they probably deserve it.
It sounds like these goblins are scatterbrained and might do themselves in a little bit.
They missed a bright orange person hiding underneath a ribcage. These people are dumb.
So I think we need a distraction. So is that what you're saying, that the bugbear will be a distraction?
I mean, the bugbear is, I mean, in as much as they know what a king is, it seems like that's it.
Okay.
That's that person.
I think
bugbears usually, from what you understand of them, and you would understand this, they are kind of an elite class. They're more intelligent than standard goblins, and they tend to be more cunning, and they're more physically powerful. So it is not at all uncommon for they're also independent. Bugbears loathe their own company, so it's not really uncommon for a lone bugbear to kind of become a tyrant over a small tribe of goblins.
Okay.
So I don't suppose you could set a bugbear on fire from distance, could you? Because that would be a really great distraction.
I mean, I could. It's not entirely out of the question. I mean, do giant rolling balls of fire count as a distraction? Because I could do that. That's always pretty fun.
I think that might work.
I
think you should roll a big giant ball of fire in there, and myself and Nira will charge in, and you guys can cover us.
Yes.
I can deal with that.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you, Freya?
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right. And moves 30 feet per round. Oh, hey, look at that. It can jump, too. Oh, this is great. I didn't realize it could. All right. Fantastic. So, onwards then, I guess.
Okay. Are you going to go for a full frontal assault on the goblins?
I mean, this is what our strategic leaders are saying.
Didn't you say there's only about 8 of them in there?
There's 8 goblins and one bugbear, so...
There's 8 goblins.
You're technically outnumbered more than 2-1.
Technically... Those were the only ones that I could see. I was not going to go inside the Warrens by myself.
But it's a cave, right? Is there, like, other places that we could have more goblins? Like, I got the impression that it was, like, a controlled area.
You're going to have to... let's see. Evan, you're going to have to remind me that.
You only had the one vantage point, so it's not easy to tell for sure. It does look mostly like a fairly simple cave, not necessarily a cave system, but they are goblins, so they do burrow, so there could have easily been underground portions you haven't seen.
Yeah, so... Alright, well, I'm going to go ahead and make with the whole, ball of fire thing. It'll be great. It'll be the best ball of fire. Huge.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to every time I get the opportunity.
Understandable.
And you're aiming it at the bugbear.
I'm aiming it at the bugbear, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you kind of get back under your ribcage hidey hole thingy.
You sure do.
Climb back up to your vantage point. And you look down, and currently you can sort of see that a couple of goblins are kind of like fighting over the cage. One of them's like, "We eat her now! We eat her now! I'm hungry! I want more food!" The other one's like, "No, we not eat more food. You eat all the last ones. The last one you ate, oh, that one." "I don't eat the last one. I don't. You eat the last one. The other two, they're not as good." And then the bugbear like sort of stomps its axe on the ground. He's like, "You settle down. You eat too much man food.
You not eat none of this. We only catch them today. It not last long. You eat too much food. And they're like, we not eat that much food. You're like, you eat all the food in one day. I'll not keep feeding you. You out on your own in the cold. You eat spiders. You eat birds. You eat fish. I eat elf girl. Like, we want elf girl. Elf girl tastes good. All other ones, they just man's. Man's not as good. You eat that one, you get in big trouble with me. You not get in trouble with me. You not like it.
And they go back and forth. They're just arguing over whether they get to eat her or not. And you see she is apparently awake. She just kind of looks at them and just rolls her eyes. Like,
I was about to say, like, she's going to go all Poncy Elf on them, isn't she?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and we'll make this work. Big ball of fire.
All right.
And we're just going to go ahead and roll it down the hill towards the bugbear.
Okay.
So bugbear gets a reflex save.
Okay. Natural one.
Oh, fantastic. That's even better. All right. So I think it's 3d6 damage.
So does okay. He gets the first save because you're attacking him? I just want to understand.
Oh, no. He always gets the save versus okay. this. Okay. It's not a guaranteed hit every time.
Basically, okay. when somebody casts a spell at you, typically you get some sort of saving throw to either have the damage or have the spell miss you completely.
Okay. So you could actually duck. He could see the giant ball of fire coming at him and dodge out of the way. But right. he didn't because he rolled a one.
But he's so wrapped up in his argument with his underlings that he's got no.
So worried about eating female elf flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let your imagination take that where it will.
Go ahead and roll the damage.
Okay, so that is going to be 4 and 3 is 7, plus 2 is 9, plus 1 because I'm a gnome facing my hated class or my hated race. So that's 10 points right to the bugbear's face.
Okay. That fireball slams into the bugbear so hard it does a Charlie Brown backflip and face plants right into the ground. Its meager hair is smoldering. And it kind of just looks up and say, "What happened? Who done that?" And then, all the other goblins, they kind of turn in your direction. They're like,
I hide under the ribs.
So
again,
we will pick this up in our next session when we have a goblin battle.